Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is Kirsty and Dan here for Brekkie and joining us on a Tuesday for the first Tuesday of term two. It's our good mate Andrew Hamilton. Hey. Hello.
How you going, guys? I was waiting for you 2 weeks ago. I'm thinking, the call hasn't come, then I realised it's school holidays.
School holidays, Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Mate. Yeah, well, sorry about that, but we're glad you stayed organised and you're that organised. It's been 2 weeks.
How's the end chip? How's the end chip this morning, Hamo?
Oh, look, it's a bit wild today. I was saying for the first time in about 2 weeks, it's got some cloud and some rain and some wind, and yeah, it's actually a nice change.
Boom! You got the winter. You got the winter gear on. You got the trackies on.
Not yet. I'm a shorts most of the year guy.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, shorts with thongs. I thought so. I can envision
absolutely.
It right now. Oh, look,
absolutely.
Mate. What do you want to share? yeah, shorts and uggies.
I want to share with you, how many blokes do you know could say that one of the best pieces of advice they've ever had in their whole life came from their mother-in-law?
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I can say that. And it's not how to treat a daughter either. It's actually, it's back in about 2002, which is obviously 20 years ago now, but I remember. And we were setting off to plant a church, and it was kind of the era of everyone talking about inverted commas missional church, you know? Mm. And how do we better reach our society? How do we better help people meet Jesus? And so we were setting off to plant a church all full of energy and optimism and enthusiasm, and you know, we were going to do things differently. I was reading all these great ideas about how to reach out to people. And I was also asking advice, and I thought, I'll ask my mother-in-law, because, you know, she's been a Christian a long time and she's pretty good at this stuff. I said, Val, what would you do? If you were going to a new community and you were going to try and help people encounter Jesus, what would you do? And she said the most bizarre thing. She said, I'd just live my ordinary life.
Okay.
That's it. In my head, I said, thank you, but in my head, I went, that's it. You would just live your ordinary life. Yeah. And I'm thinking, come on, give me something really funky. Give me something interesting. Give me something new, you know? And she gave me live your ordinary life. And you know what? 20 years on, it makes sense. And I'll tell you what makes sense, because if you live a life that is connected to God, like hers is, if you live a life that is immersed in what Jesus is doing, and you know, and his spirit flows through you, then all you have to do is be who you are.
Yeah.
So what she was saying is just live close to God. You don't have to have any clever tricks to win people over. Jesus once said, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Mm-hmm. So if you're living a life close to God, and if you're connected to him, that's just going to flow through. Mm-hmm. And 20 years on, I get it. I really get it. And I want to say to people, you know, if you're kind of thinking, man, I just don't know how to frame the gospel. I don't know how to start the conversation. I don't know what lever to push. I think, listen to my mother-in-law. Live your whole life. But live a life that is connected to Jesus. If you do that, you cannot fail.
Too easy. Yeah. Too easy.
You,
mother-in-laws
thank you,
Val, are awesome.
For the wisdom.
Yeah, look, I tell you what.
And a great evangelist.
This is the beauty of the gospel. It's actually a lot more simple than we make it out to be, don't you? Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Often people make it more complicated. Indeed. Well, Hamo, exactly. Hamo, as always, the wisdom is a-flowing. And look out, everyone in Yanchip. Put your gumboots on, because the wisdom is knee-deep at the moment. Hamo, we will talk to you.
Anyway, Dan, I don't know it's wisdom, but something's flowing.
We'll talk to you soon, Hamo. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Hamo. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.